You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Monday.
I'm only coming out of one side of my headphones right now. So it's kind of, I feel weird in my own ears. But as long as y'all can hear me, that's all good. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Thank you so much for all of our All Paws Home love on the text line this morning. A lot of congrats from you guys, and we appreciate that.
125 was the final number. And how we feeling? How we feeling this morning? What's the early morning vibe after the big All Paws Home? And in case you don't know what All Paws Home is, you want to just recap what that is?
Yeah, we were at Bark's Animal Shelter on Saturday trying to get 106 animals into loving homes, whether that was for or like through adoption or foster. And we passed our goal and we got 125 animals into loving homes. We were at Bark's from 10 in the morning until like almost 9 o'clock at night. And we met so many amazing people. Shout out to every single person that came out and hung out with us and left with a pet on Saturday. It was really, really cool.
The vibes were so good, man. I wish that you could have come out for this because everyone was just happy. Like, everyone that went in there was just happy. Everybody that came out of there was just happy. Like, I don't think I knew. I'd never done anything like this before. And I've done dog adoption stuff my whole radio career. We're talking 20 some odd years now. And I've never...
But you mean like being at a shelter and being part of the actual process and stuff? Yeah.
And I've never... I don't know. The amount of joy... I mean, we say it was like a 12-hour day, but like the day flew by because the excitement that you guys had to be a part of the project. Some of them took a little bit of time because you have to, I mean...
It's a long process.
You got to spend time. It's not like you can just like go in. You're not window shopping.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like you just go in and you're like, I'll take that one. Let's go. I mean, you got to spend some time with the dogs. You got to, you know, or the cat or the bearded dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got a bearded dragon over the weekend.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time. And you guys came in and first off, you showed up in a massive amount of people. And I don't know. I feel really... Like, I was in such a high, I'm a little tired right now, but I was in such a high yesterday because it was just a really feel-good project.
It was a lot of fun.
Like, everything about it was just a really positive thing. So, thank you for coming out and being a part of it. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. We got a lot of things to talk about. How was that yesterday? Anything big to talk about?
No.
Yeah.
I am exhausted.
Just comatose?
Yeah. I'm really, really tired right now. I'm super, super sleepy right now. Yeah. But just more than anything, just like super thankful because Saturday was so much fun.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for coming out. If you got any stories if you guys were there, like let us know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
This week, I kind of want to see if we can get some people in the air that were there to kind of tell your story because I think that's really... where the cool part of this is going to come alive.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess. Number three.
This is really cool. The National Clustered Spires High Wheel Bike Race returned to Frederick, Maryland over the weekend for its 11th year. Now, if you've never seen this, picture a penny farthing. That's the old school bike with the giant front wheel and the tiny back wheel straight out of the 1800s. Now, this is the only high wheel bike race in the entire Western Hemisphere. It goes down in Frederick, Maryland, and people travel all over the country, all over the world to participate in this race. And this happened over the weekend. 55 racers participated. And there's tons of different kind of heats. There's like a small wheel race, even a unicycle demonstration, all taking place in the heart of historic downtown Frederick.
Wow, sounds fun.
Number two.
Superman took the top spot at the North American box office this weekend, pulling in a massive $122 million in ticket sales. Now, this is actually huge news for DC Studios and Warner Brothers, Brothers because they have been trying to kick off a fresh new era for their superheroes after the lack of success following films like Joker, Folie à Deux, The Flash, and Shazam. So the new Superman is now the first DC movie to break that 100 million opening weekend milestone since Wonder Woman back in 2017. And it's officially the third biggest opening in 2025 so far.
What Garage Boy went to go see it. That's Jess's husband. Mm-hmm. What was his thoughts?
He liked it. Yeah. He liked it a lot. He said he was actually happy he went and saw it because it's a lot of people are saying it's doing pretty well. His favorite movie reviewer wasn't too big of a fan, so he wanted to go see it for himself. And he said that he would definitely go see it again. And he's super stoked that he saw it in the movie theaters. And it's making him hopeful, kind of like how like a lot of things are. The conversation is surrounding online. Hopeful for this new era of DC.
The Rotten Tomatoes gave it 83%, so I mean, it's pretty good, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Number one.
Baby news for one of our Disney faves, Vanessa Hudgens and Cole Tucker are expecting baby number two. The High School Musical alum and her retired professional baseball player husband made the announcement on Instagram over the weekend with a super cute baby bump pic and the caption, round two. Their first baby was born about a year ago. The couple was engaged in February 2023, and they just got married in December of... not last year. They got married in December of 2023. So, congrats.
Charlotte... Our producer just gave me... And luckily, it didn't work. She just gave me... You know, sometimes,
it's in there now.
Sometimes we...
It's in there now.
Sometimes we play music underneath when we talk about, like, you know, if we're talking about Miley Cyrus, we'll play, like, a Miley Cyrus song underneath it or whatever. She was like, wait, we're talking about Vanessa Hudgens. Play Vanessa Hudgens song. And I was like, what song? She's like, what's it called? Sneaker Night? Yes. It's not in here. I don't have it.
Wait, it just disappeared.
It's not working. Sneaker Night? And you heard of this too?
Yeah. So Vanessa Hudgens also released music, and she had a collab, like a partnership with Sneakers at one point. And so she actually sings the song in the Skechers commercial. Was the song.
Between Jess and Charlotte, I guarantee there's nobody in Maryland that's ever heard this before. And this is only going to be the instrumental. So, like, I feel like I've got a pretty good... First off, this is from a tape cassette. Has anybody else ever heard this before?
Yes.
Like, if you want to say Vanessa Hudgens, you can say High School Musical. We'd all be like, yes. But no one's going to say Sneaker Night.
I'm saying Sneaker Night. Like,
it was a pretty fire commercial.
Yeah. Sometimes Charlotte goes so far off the grid that I'm
bro,
like,
bro, I swear to you, this is not as niche as you think it is. It's not.
If we get one text, I'll be shocked.
This is
so
Jess,
weird.
And that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Good morning, everybody. I want you to try to guess the name of the nudist bowling game, I guess, what do you call it? Bowling night that went down in Pennsylvania over the weekend. Okay, you only get one guess. Everybody gets one guess. The nudist bowling night that went down in Pennsylvania over the weekend. Everybody gets one opportunity to guess it. Oh, yeah. It's that time of the week, y'all. Welcome to PA So Cray Cray. Which is a little bit weirder once you go up north. Maybe that should be the tagline. Jess, what is PA So Cray Cray?
So it is a segment that we've lovingly created for our neighbors in PA, just really giving us a chance to chat about what bizarre things take place over there. We love our neighbors. It's just kind of like random things that you wouldn't expect take place there.
Right. And listen, maybe we have nude bowling nights here in Maryland too. I haven't heard of one. And so if there are some, just let me know, because what we just noticed since we got here was, like, we started going through the news of, like, all the mid-Atlantic states, and you know, we're like, Maryland, okay, there's things that happen here, but just not these wacky headlines. They're not wacky. But the second that you go up to Pennsylvania, it's like, wait, what in the world is happening up there? So, like, once a week, I mean, we actually used to do this segment multiple times a week, and we just narrowed it down to once a week because we just had to. there's enough. We probably do this segment every day. Things are just so much weirder up there. All right, this past Saturday night, Crafton Ingram Lanes, right outside of Pittsburgh. There's this group called the Pittsburgh Area Naturalist, which, like, by the way, I'm not judging your lifestyle. If you're a nudist or a naturalist, that's fine. We have one of the, I think, oldest nudist centers right outside of Annapolis here. It's fine. I just don't know that, like,
they go outside and do these like big recreational days. Maybe they do and I just don't know about
it. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, is this bowling alley in a nudist colony or do they have to go and rent out the bowling alley?
I think they had to, right?
Okay.
So they had their this bowling night over the weekend. And before everybody gets to guess the name, I'll explain it to you, okay? It was no clothes allowed, all right?
Well, yeah.
You had to be 18 or older, and you were encouraged to show up in the nude, even though ladies could wear bottoms if you chose. $30 got you in for 4 hours of bowling. It got you shoe rentals and all the awkward eye contact you could probably handle. And that's actually for 4 hours of bowling, it sounds like a pretty solid. Obviously, very strict rules, though, when it comes to and all these things, by the way. This is not, I don't want to think this is like some kind of sexual thing. Like, all these nudist places are very strict. I mean, this is just people's lifestyle, and that's completely fine. There's no photos, there's no videos. All that was completely banned. And they take this stuff very seriously, so I don't want to sit here and like make fun of it. It's just, it's the name of the event that they chose, and I'm like, okay. I see what you're doing.
Not gonna lie, bowling does make me very nervous to do that for the nudist colony, and I'm more concerned for them.
It's really, I mean,
there's a lot of accidents that could take place there. I mean, if you have to wear bowling shoes to protect your feet, I'm sure a lot of other things need protecting as well.
Out of any nudist sport, I think bowling might be the one to go, though, right?
No,
I mean, which
that
one would,
scares me.
What would
that
be
feels
better?
Like it's one of the most dangerous.
Why?
Because the equipment is so heavy.
It's heavy. But, I mean, think of what are you going to play? Football? No. What are you going to play?
I think football would be safer because
baseball,
at least like
no.
You're outside in the grass.
Bro, think about the contact. Think about the contact. You don't want to do it. Okay.
I'm thinking of people slipping on a really hard bowling ball floor. That hurts.
Guess the name of the event. Everybody gets one guess.
I don't know.
Nudist bowling event.
Okay. Like, bear.
Okay. Good start.
Bear bowling. Bare feet bowling.
Bare feet bowling. Not
bare
correct.
Bare soul bowling.
not correct. Charlotte?
I feel like it's got to be something to do with, like, buck naked, like, in the buck.
Oh,
like,
oh,
deer.
Oh.
No, you
like,
guys
that's
are,
like
you guys are missing. You're missing
right?
You're missing the obvious choice. Balls out bowling.
Okay.
Balls out.
Yep.
Balls out bowling was the name of the event, and that's exactly what it was. Y'all, it's just weirder up there. That's why they get their own segment. It's called PA So Cray Cray.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
You ready to go? Try it today. I know it's Monday. Your brain might be a little foggy, but play along for fun. 7 trivia questions worth $1,000. Question, caller 10. Who's this? Hi.
This is Jill. How are you?
Hi, Jill.
Hey, Jill. Happy Monday.
How was your weekend,
Thank
Jill?
Thank you. You too. It was good.
Did you do anything fun that we need to talk about, or you just want to just move on and play the game? It's up to you. It's your time.
My daughter had a birthday, so it was nice to just hang out with her and do some shopping.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely, Jill. We love that.
Wait, happy birthday to her.
Thank you. She's got some practice this morning, so she'll be at that, too. So.
Gosh. Well, tell her we said happy birthday, please.
We sure will.
Jill, you ready to play? We got $1,000 of free gas on the line. We'll go to Jess, and she'll explain the rules, and then we're going to go. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Jill, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What's the name of the wizarding school that Harry Potter attends?
Hogwarts.
Correct. Question number two. What's the only U.S. state that has one syllable name?
Maine.
Correct. Question number three. What do cows primarily drink?
Water.
Correct. Question number four. What is the term for the word that's the same forward and backwards?
Palindrome.
Correct. Question number five. What pop hit begins with the line, just a small town girl living in a lonely world?
Don't stop believing.
Correct. Question number six. Maryland is known as the what state? Oh, man.
Coal mine state.
Correct. Question number seven. What does zip in the zip code stand for? What does zip and zip code stand for? This is it.
zip code. Oh my God. Zipping zip code. 5 seconds. Come on. You can do it. That is 60 seconds.
No!
Jill.
Zone improvement plan.
Yeah,
plan.
You're not wrong.
Jill.
You're not wrong. You're just too late, unfortunately.
Oh, Jill.
My
that
God.
Was crazy.
That, by the way, was the greatest round. If that was a 6-question round, that would be the greatest round that's ever been played in this game. My
did you
God.
Have to Google anything,
no,
or did you
not.
All know the information?
No, she knew all those. She knew all of it.
No, I knew
those. She knew every single
crap.
One.
Crap. That, honestly, number 7 was tough, and I didn't even know zip stood for anything.
No,
if that makes
zip.
You feel
I
better.
Zip. I was like, cool.
I
like,
just thought zip was zip, but yeah, it's zone
oh
improvement
God.
Plan for anyone who was like the rest of us who just thought zip was zip. It's not.
Jill, I mean,
oh,
that,
man, Jill, that
was
crazy.
Your round. You got robbed today. You honestly got robbed. That was your round. You should have had that one. Zone improvement plan is what zip and zip code stands for. Yeah, even with 15 seconds left, I was like, she's going to be able to pull this off some way, somehow.
It's okay, Jill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if y'all remember, but I called on a Wednesday thinking it was a Friday, so I'm already
hey,
doing better.
You know
oh, Jill, heck yeah.
Jill,
that was the
already,
best.
Do you know what day it is today?
It is, unfortunately, a Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
And
it's
you're
Monday,
right about
Monday,
that one.
And, like, we're already, listen, that was one of the greatest rounds we've ever played on the game, and so I feel really... really good about this.
It's definitely going to be yours next time, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Tomorrow we'll come back. We're going to play 7 new questions, and hopefully next time you're going to know all 7, and we'll see you this time tomorrow for those 7, okay?
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Jill. Have a good day, and head to Dashen for their brand new mouthwatering parfait. Creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashen.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They've been dating now for 9 months, and there's one thing. He's like, this is absolutely off limits. It's my boundaries. This is weird, right? Let's talk with Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Disclaimer.
Last time I did this, I was actually in jury duty.
I was going to say, hang on. She's not a real judge. She's actually not even done jury duty before.
But so. I actually have experience now.
No, you don't.
I went through the whole process.
You don't. You didn't even get put on jury, bro.
But I almost did.
You're
I know
almost.
How the whole thing works.
She's been through the court system
I
now.
I had one-on-one time with the judge, and that's not a lie. Like, I have the cred at this point. Like, that was a learning experience for me.
That story, if you don't know what we're talking about, Jess, do you want to explain?
I accidentally missed jury duty. So that's why I was gone last Monday, because
criminal.
I had to make up for it.
Yeah.
And I was there for like 5.5 hours and went through this whole process of almost getting picked to put on a jury. But I was exposed to the case. I was exposed to the process.
Yeah.
I had one-on-one time with the judge. Like, it was crazy.
So now she's more than qualified for this segment. So Judge Jess is this. Jess does have a lot of opinions, and she's more than willing to tell them to you. So we turn it into a segment where if you ever got a disagreement with somebody in your life, we say, hey, call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on, and Jess will tell you who is right and who is wrong, okay?
Hey, guys. My name's Melissa from Ellicott City, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I've been dating this guy for about 9 months, and everything's been going really well, except for this one weird thing. He won't let me in his bedroom, not to see it or grab something. Like, I've literally never seen his bedroom. He says it's messy, and he's embarrassed, but the rest of his apartment is, like, really super clean, and anytime I spend the night, we're in the guest room. Like, his bedroom is absolutely off limits. He says it's just, like, a boundary thing, but I don't know. It's literally been 9 months, and I'm starting to feel like he might be hiding something. So I just need to know, am I overreacting, or is this a red flag? Like, is this a big deal? I really appreciate your help, you guys. Thank you so much.
Red flag. Bright red flashing flag.
Hang on.
Who is he hiding in there?
His wife's in there.
Who or what is he hiding? It's something illegal asleep. Or it's his second family. Like, I don't know. Get out of there now. 9 months? Be so for real.
His wife's asleep in the other room.
I couldn't imagine literally in a slumber. Dude, my eyes would be wide open in that guest bedroom if I'm sleeping there and not knowing what's in the next room to me. And you won't even let me open the door. You're a wackadoodle. I'm outie.
Hang on, bro. I gotta set this back up. So, our young impressionable caller here.
Melissa.
Melissa, thank you. Has been dating a guy for 9 months and says he can't come in my bedroom. Now, he says it's my boundaries and he says it's just dirty.
I'm sick of people using that word to get away with murder.
No, I mean, boundaries are important. Boundaries,
okay.
they are important in relationships.
Y'all are taking away boundary, you're taking away trauma, you're taking away, like, all these words that are very, very serious.
Yeah.
And now you're just using them so you can get away with whatever you want to, and I'm not here for it.
Okay, so we go to Judge Jess. Is it a red flag? Or do I think it's weird? Yes. Can't we have some private? If the guy just says, listen, I just want to have just some space for myself and I'd rather just not have you in here. Like, isn't he allowed to say that? And that
not
be okay?
When he wants her to sleep over and do other things. But
why?
I can't see the inside of your bedroom.
But like, why not?
But you're
keeping me in the
guest bedroom.
But tell me why not?
Because
you can't just say no, he can't do that. But tell me why not?
Because you are trying to get to know this person. You want to have an intimate and healthy relationship. There is a difference between boundaries and also hiding and keeping someone out of your life and not letting them get close to you. Like, I'm sorry, you're crazy. Like, you don't want to share anything with me. Your room is like, that's like a very intimate part of you, because it's like, what's in your space? Who are you? I don't know, because I haven't seen your bedroom. So the verdict is get the heck out now.
Can we do this really quick?
No,
I want to do one thing. Let's all guess what's going on in that bedroom, of like why we think. What is he hiding? This text just caught me off guard. That's why I'm laughing. From the 301 says they think it's an adult dungeon, basically.
An adult room,
adult dungeon, if you will. But they said, I also sent this text to the wrong number, so happy Monday. Can you imagine sending that to like the wrong number and someone just getting a text that says adult dungeon?
At least it's us.
Yeah. What's in the room? What's happening in the room that we think? Jess, your thoughts. What do we think's actually going on in that room? Why she cannot go in there?
I think that maybe he has like a bunch of stuff from his ex relationship.
You think
like
still?
Maybe these boxes of photos, like things that they've had, and like he can't get rid of it and doesn't want to show her like something, or something illegal.
Illegal, like?
I don't know, something that he shouldn't be selling.
Selling, like
maybe.
Drugs?
I mean, how is he affording that nice apartment he's in for a guest bedroom in this economy?
Fair enough.
Where is the money coming from?
Who's up?
This is Brandy on 1 in Darlington.
Brandy, what's in the room? Why can't she go in there?
It gives me serial killer vibes.
Serial
killer? Straight up.
You
all
really
the way.
Like,
I mean, you can't take me to bed and not your bedroom. It makes no sense. He's hiding something major.
But like, what major would be in there that you think it's like a knife? Like, what?
No, like maybe, what do they call that on Criminal Minds? Like ornaments? I'm not ornaments.
Trophies.
I don't know. This guy is weird. She needs to run.
So to you, it's like some kind of serial killer paraphernalia is in there, and you're just
How often are we spending the night in 9 months? Is this a weekly thing? Is this like a once a month?
That's
once
true.
Every other month.
I mean, to me, it's just guess better. I'd be out. I'm like, why? What's happening? Okay, thank you for your call. Appreciate you, Charlotte. What's happening? Why can't she not go in the bedroom?
I think he has a really embarrassing collection.
Okay.
Maybe
think?
He has like Funko Pop.
Okay, that's
like,
valid.
Oh, he's like hoarding stuff in there.
That could be a thing. What if he just has like Funko Pops or just some kind of weird something?
No, if I'm going to see your room on that hoarder show, I need to know that. Like,
so
I can't
you
see
know.
You on the show telling me like what you're hoarding in your room. Like, I need to know the information.
That could be a very valid thing. What if he just got something that he doesn't feel like she's going to accept, because maybe it seems a little child. Like, you know, I'm a Nintendo guy, mm-hmm. and sometimes I get embarrassed with how many Nintendo games I have in my house. Mm-hmm. So I like put them away. You know what I'm saying?
For
so like
Legos.
When I have mm-hmm. Legos, like that's yep. kind of embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's it. Some texts from the 443. Pictures of his ex could still be up there. We got another text to, what about a furry? What if he's into furries? You know, maybe that could be it. I mean, I don't know. Let's talk to, this is Doug in Ellicott City. Doug, what's in the room, you think? What do you think he's hiding?
Serial killer shrines. Dude is a serial killer.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah.
The rest of his apartment's immaculate.
Yeah.
But there's this one room that you can't go in.
Exactly.
There are, like, in the closet, there's shrines of other people or this girl. When next time she's over, she should, in the middle of the night, wake up, sneak out, go look, double check it's a serial killer shrine, then get out of there and call the police.
Wait, hang
unfortunately,
on. Okay,
I
hang
think
on.
It's that, or it's evidence of like another family, or like he's dating someone else, and it's all in there.
You think so? I mean, you know what my first thought was, and tell me if I'm terrible for this. I think the man's just messy. Like, why can't we give the man a little bit of benefit of the doubt and just say he's a messy dude and he doesn't want her to see that yet?
No, dude, you're wild.
Is that crazy?
I can't see your room for 9 months. Like, something. This is, like, honestly one of the biggest red flags I've ever heard of in my life.
Elizabeth in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your theory?
I think it's an open marriage situation, and the wife, maybe him and his wife have agreed that nobody has sex in their bed.
What about that? What about that theory?
But
of like,
wouldn't he have to share that information with Melissa in Ellicott City so she can, I mean,
maybe.
She needs to know that. I'm sorry. Like, do you live your life?
She needs to know. Yeah. She needs to know.
Yeah.
She definitely needs to know, but maybe she doesn't. Maybe she just doesn't know.
Maybe she doesn't.
Because, like, why else would he be hiding? Because the question is not, is he in one or is he not? Does she need? The question is, why is he hiding the bedroom? And I think that would be a really valid reason is because this woman, his wife, lives in that bedroom. So like,
right. Like, what? So all her stuff's in there and his stuff's in there, and they just don't bring other people into their bedroom, but they have another room that they use for side stuff.
But you know. But you're telling me the rest of the home doesn't give off like, hey, I actually am in a marriage?
Yeah. How about that though? Wouldn't you be able to tell if a woman lived there, you think?
I mean, if he's really clean, he says he's really clean in the rest of the house, like, it could be because of the wife.
That's so he puts all of really like clean. The traces of their relationship in the room.
Maybe they have like a very marriage neutral home, you know?
Right. Maybe that's the deal.
That's their agreement.
Maybe
Let's just keep it very neutral looking here so nobody can tell. Listen, there's no bad guesses.
I mean,
we'll
never know because he's not going to let any of us in there.
Thank you for calling us. Who is this, Jess?
This is Jackie on one in Elk Ridge.
Wait, Jackie, you were kind of in a similar situation. What happened with you?
Okay, well, first, to address the previous caller's comment, an open marriage means that, like, you can be sleeping with other people, but like Jess said, you have to be open with the other person.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah. You can't. Y'all can't be open and me closed off. Like, I need to know about the openness.
Right.
And open is like a threesome, or I know you're sleeping with other people,
right,
type of thing. Not
right,
like
right.
You're my girl.
Right.
Okay. So no, I was the one who texted about maybe it's a furry fetish.
Wait, but did something happen to you though?
Yeah.
Are you just guessing? Are you just is it a guess, or did something actually happen to you?
No. So when I was living in Baltimore, I had broken up with my longtime college boyfriend and got on like eCupid or whatever one of those earlier on ones were, and ended up meeting somebody from just like a couple townhouses down from where I lived.
Okay.
And so went out to Chipotle with him, thought he was, you know, geeky but kind of cool, and went over to his house, and, you know, maybe around like the third time I was there, I like was in his bedroom and looked in his closet, and there were these costumes.
Whoa. Like what?
Like full body costumes with like rabbit heads for one of them. Another one, I don't know what it was, but I had no idea what it was,
but
I learned about the furry fetish.
Oh, and like the furry parties. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever.
It's different.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Everybody's different. Yeah.
Sure, everybody's different. And I was like, that's fine. I'm I'm glad you let me see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think that there are like just racks and racks and racks
of costumes.
Of costumes in that room that he's not allowing her
maybe.
To see?
Maybe. Listen, it could be. That's what I'm trying to say.
Listen, hold on.
Oh, yeah,
I have
please.
To finish the story though too, because there was somebody who was also living in the downstairs, like basement, renting out the basement.
Yeah.
And it ended up turning out that they would like cuddle together. And that's what broke it for me.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, I have to get this off my chest.
So it wasn't.
It was the cuddles that broke it for me. Jackie's like, you were like, down for the furry parties, but it was the fact that like
it was a,
there
it
was a cuddle
two,
situation
two men,
with the downstairs
no, and it
neighbors.
Was two men. Yes,
oh, it was
yeah,
okay.
So okay, which is fine, but yeah. Like you should have had that information. Again,
right.
Again,
it
give
was
me
the
information.
Sleeping with a roommate
Melissa,
problem.
Melissa needs to know what's in there because maybe Melissa's down to put him on too, but she wouldn't know that since she's never seen the inside of his bedroom.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
125 animals went home from Barks on Saturday. And
it
like,
was
that's,
so cool.
That's incredible. Let's clap. Let's clap.
Yeah.
It deserves a clap, man. You guys deserve a huge clap for that. Because first off, we were so apprehensive going into our All Paws Home project. And y'all know that. We were very transparent that we said this goal doesn't even really make a lot of sense. We were kind of actually joking about the goal. Actually, let's get Noelle on here. What's up, Noelle? Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, we woke Noelle up for this. Remember when we were even planning this and I was joking about 106 pets and you were even kind of like, that sounds like way too much. And I was like, well,
yeah.
We were all like, let's just see. Jess, do you want to explain what it was?
So we partnered with Barks Animal Shelter and we were there broadcasting live at Barks on Saturday with the goal of getting 106 animals into loving homes, whether that be through foster or adoption. So we were really just leaning on you and hoping that you could open your homes and your hearts just to get these animals out of the shelter. And we did that for 125 animals. It was busy all day.
Yeah.
It was so cool. We met so many of you and like we were there every step of the way through that process of you finding a family member. And I think that was the most special part of being able to witness that and being a part of that.
I think that's one thing that Jess brought up that really kind of sunk in because to me, it was a number. I felt like it was like an analytic. It was like, we just got to hit 106 and that's all that matters. For Jess.
But when we're sitting there,
man.
And we're seeing all these families walk through and going in the back to see the animals, I'm seeing kids. And it hit me where I'm like, we're witnessing a core memory and seeing these families come in and do that together. Seeing people who were sharing with us that they had just lost a pet and finally feeling ready to open their hearts again and just being so vulnerable and sharing that with us was just really, really sweet.
Noelle, you guys have done a lot of big adoption days. How was All Paws Home compared to other adoption days that you've done in the past?
It was insane. I mean, it was busy from the time that we opened our doors until the time we closed, and I've never seen it like that. Usually, there's different spurts of time throughout the day where we'll get a crowd of people come in when we have the extended hours, but this was the entire day. Mm-hmm. It was packed. People came out. They were so excited, and I mean, I know we joked about it, but like really did not know if we were going to meet that 106 goal. So the fact that we met it and surpassed it, it was just wild and just so exciting.
I was nervous because after the first hour, Noelle came up to us and she's like, you guys, 18? We do. I mean, 18 in a day is really good. And
right.
We had only been there for an hour. And I was like, wait, okay, first of all, that is amazing. But second of all, wait, what do you mean?
It was like, a beginner's luck. And this,
yeah,
this is what y'all
we
always
were nervous.
Do. This is what y'all always do to me. So Noelle, obviously, 125 pets left the shelter, which is really amazing. And there's so many pictures posted, by the way. If you go to Kramer and Jess on Instagram, or if you go to Barks, B-A-R-C-S, Animal Shelter on Instagram, either one, you can go see the pictures. And you'll just see there's just so many smiling faces from humans and pets alike. Just a really happy, fun day. But a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, I hope you guys will do this again. I couldn't get out. It doesn't have to stop here. Actually, this is a really big week for Barks as well. If you guys can make it out this week, it's still a great time to get out to Barks.
It is. We are actually participating in Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelters this week. So we have waive fees all week. The timing worked out really well that we could do that after All Paul's Home. And I hope you guys know what an impact you made, not just for the day of, but for the weeks leading up to the event and after. I know I've had a lot of people message us on social media saying that they couldn't make it out, but they heard about it. They're going to come visit us. So it's really more of a lasting impact than just that day. And it's more than just those 125 animals, too. It's the ones leading up to it and after, but also all of the kennels that those animals open up space for. So many lives saved, guys. Seriously, you made such an impact, and we're so, so grateful.
This is what I told Noelle when we started talking about this project. I was like, listen, you have to believe me when I say we have the greatest listeners. And I don't just say that because it's like a very like typical radio thing to say. Listen, I've worked all over the country, y'all, and I couldn't say that about every single city that I've lived in. Baltimore, y'all show up in the craziest ways. You support your city like no other city I've ever lived in before. And I knew the goal sounded nuts, but it was almost crazy enough to try. And not only did you meet it, you surpassed it. You were able to get 125 animals out of a shelter, surpass any goal that's ever happened at Barks in a single day. And I just, let's clap again, because I think it really deserves, Baltimore deserves a big round of applause this morning. So thank you. Thank you to Noelle and the whole Barks team for letting
thank
us come out.
Thank you guys
and
so much.
Try something so crazy, because it really was a crazy idea. But thank you, Noelle, for having us out. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it was amazing. We'd be happy to do it again. We love you guys.
Well, we need to get some rest. Yeah, okay.
No, but I mean, I feel like this needs to be like a yearly thing. I feel like this should turn into like a tradition that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get some sleep first and we'll talk
next week. Love that.
Okay.
Thanks, Noelle.
You know, Noelle.
Thank you, guys.
All right. See ya. I mean, would you have left an elderly dog with a stranger just so that you could go see one of your best friends? I mean, we were really apprehensive about this situation. I know you were too as of last week. Welcome back, everybody. It's Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. It's time for our Talk Me Out of It update, where we check back in with people from last week's Talk Me Out of It segment. Where were we, Jess, with Anonymous last week?
Anonymous was considering leaving a senior dog with a guy that she just met on Bumble. They went on one date together. The reason being, her best friend flew in from California, surprised her for a girls' weekend, and they hadn't had a girls' weekend in years. And so the only way that she would be able to go to Ocean City with all the girls is if she had this guy that she barely knew take over her job and dog watch, because no one else could help her out.
She's on, by the way. We never find out, though, until you do at the same time. Hi, Anonymous. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did you end up going to Ocean City?
I did.
You did? And yeah. Did you leave the dog with your guy friend, whatever he is?
I did do that.
Was everything fine? Is the dog safe? Right. Is the home safe?
First, let's start with the dog's health. Is the dog okay?
Yeah, no, everything actually went pretty perfectly. Without a hitch, the dog was totally fine.
He showed up, your Bumble friend showed up and no issues?
Yeah.
And the family never found out that you had this dude up in their house like that?
No.
No cameras like you thought? No, nothing.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, at least as far as I know, you know, everything went really well.
Well, then who are we to talk? We were the ones over here, you know, being like, this is a terrible idea. I mean, were we in the wrong then for poo-pooing? I mean, if it went smoothly, I guess congratulations then. I mean, way to be.
Well, I will say, though, that now I'm in kind of a weird situation about it, because the guy, you know, I had said that he knew one of my friends. And so I guess she reached out to him and was like talking to him about my date. And he expressed to her that he was surprised that I asked him to come and do this, that I trusted him to watch this dog.
Yeah.
And I guess he thought that I really, really liked him and was super into him. And I feel like he is now really into me.
Wait, are you not into him?
So, like, I took him out, like, just to thank him. Like, let me get you dinner and some drinks. And it was just so clear to me. Like, he was, like, really laying it on. And he was sweet, but, like, I felt nothing for this person.
No. And, like, wait, and did you last weekend, though, or did you not?
I mean, he was very nice, very sweet.
But you didn't even last weekend?
No.
girl.
No.
Wait, hang on.
So first of all, you meet this dude, you're barely even into him, but then you ask him for a favor and now you don't even like him for real.
Okay, you didn't tell us that you didn't even really like this guy. Like, that's something you could have told us, that like you didn't even like this dude.
I mean, I liked him enough.
Okay, you know what? That's fair. It was date one. You were open to it. Maybe she just didn't know for sure. Yeah.
That's fine.
But I'm not excusing the asking.
No,
she just didn't know for sure.
No. Because what you ask him to do was not date one behavior.
No, correct.
If you're not feeling this guy.
She just didn't know she wasn't feeling him until after the fact.
Clearly, he was feeling you. And then,
which is why he said yeah.
Yeah.
But now, like, you literally don't like him at all.
It's just not there.
Well, too bad. You got to marry this man. That's your husband. It doesn't matter. This man saved your life.
I don't know at this point. I just feel so bad because he was just so nice and like truly did a really nice job.
Yeah.
And like he really was just amazing. And so there's a part of me that's sort of like, well, I don't know, maybe try and...
Don't you dare. Listen, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. No, do not string this man along. You know you don't like him. That's okay. But you need to give him the money that you were paid to watch the dog that you didn't watch. So he has that, so he doesn't like turn around and go and tell this family what went down.
That's true.
Do you get what I'm saying?
He's got ammo on you now.
Yeah.
You either have to marry him or pay him.
That's
a sitch. Yeah. That's a sitch you got in your hand now. Well, maybe he's not feeling you after the second date.
Did you have fun for your girls' trip?
I had an amazing time with my girls' trip.
Okay.
Well, at least you had fun, and I hope your girlfriends are doing well. But either way, thank you for calling us back and letting us know what happened with your situation.
Yeah, thanks for talking it out with me.
You guys are not... not happy right now. So let's talk about this. Okay. How do we feel about this whole situation is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think there's two different points that we have to look at here. Number one, are we mad at her for going? And number two, can we be mad at her for not liking this guy? I mean, like, she tried.
Well,
and, like,
I think to give more context with not liking the guy, when they spent some more time together, she was expressing that. It's very clear that he is into her.
Right.
Like, there's feelings there. And I think it's because she asked him to do something so serious.
Right.
So he's under the impression, like, oh, this girl must be really into me. Because, like, why would she ask me of all people to help her out? But as far as her going, no. I do not think that she should have done that at all whatsoever. Right. She got away with it.
She did.
The people who hired her to watch their dog, like, they haven't found out or anything like that. But I don't think she should have gone.
So... which we can all agree, right? Is anybody opposed to that? Charlotte, you opposed to that? Everybody on the same page? Like, she should not have gone, even though she got away with it. I don't think anyone on the show is opposed to saying that was the wrong...
Yeah, probably that was irresponsible.
The wrong move to make, right? Okay. Yeah. So... But she doesn't have to be obligated to like this dude, does she?
No, she's not obligated. No one's obligated to like anyone, but like you have to be honest with this guy.
Text from the 410. I literally cannot with this girl. She used him. She left the dog and now she needs to grow the hell up. Did she use him?
Yeah.
Did she use him?
Yes.
Because she was saying, here's one thing she did say. She did say she wasn't really feeling him the first date they went on.
She didn't know. And I think that's, I mean, like,
the vibe
I think that was the thing where, like, she wasn't sure and it was just date one.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be head over heels date one.
If you don't know, that's fair. But that's when you go on a second date. You don't ask them to cover for you while you go on a trip.
Should she not then, if she wasn't sure, then was that the wrong thing to do then? Should she absolutely not have asked this guy if she wasn't 100% sure? Was that the absolute wrong way to go here?
She shouldn't have done it for multiple reasons.
I mean,
it's probably altogether. It was a bad decision all around.
We could spend the whole rest of the show probably talking about where this whole thing went wrong. Let's talk to Kelsey in Pasadena. Hey, Kelsey, what's going on?
Good morning. I forgot to check on your event this past Saturday, so I looked this morning, and I was so shocked that you met your goal and exceeded it.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, it was an amazing, amazing day. You're talking about All Paul's Home. For those that don't know what All Paul's Home is, Jess, you want to explain what that even was all about?
Yeah, so we had a goal of getting 106 animals into loving homes from Barks Animal Shelter, whether that was through adoption or fostering. So we were broadcasting live all day at Barks. We started at 10 a.m. We didn't leave the shelter till almost 9. And not only did we meet our goal of 106, we actually sent 125 pets into loving homes on Saturday.
I was driving on Saturday, so I was listening to you guys and following through the updates.
Yeah.
But I forgot to check by the end of the day, so I remembered this morning.
Well, I don't know what hour you tuned in. The mood definitely was changing as the hours were going. In the beginning, we were pretty excited. In the middle, we were not as excited. And then as the day went on, we were getting more excited. Jess, what were your feelings? Was there any story that stuck out to you? There's obviously 125 stories that we could tell. Is there any story from the event that sticks out to you?
I think, you know, we met a listener named Brandy, who she was coming to get a new pet just because her dog passed away a month ago. That was very special. Cece is 10 and she was there with her entire family, her mom, dad, and I think her four other siblings. And I think that was just really special because we were right when they got there, we basically witnessed step by step their process of just being excited, just being so excited to get a dog. Her dad was like probably more excited than anyone else. It was also his birthday. And it was cool where they were like, oh, we met so and so. We just had one-on-one time. Oh, and then for them to end up going with Peppermint Mocha and just seeing how happy they were.
That family was
walking away with like their new family member. And that was just really, really sweet just to be a part of.
That was cool. I could tell you too, like just from the perspective of the animals, there was one, and I can't remember any of the pets' names right now. We're a little tired after doing a 12-hour broadcast day, but there was one pet that came in, and he had just gotten there the night before, and they had found him.
Sunbum.
Was it Sunbum?
He had an embedded collar, and it was so deep that it was like a deep cut in his neck that you would see when he would look up.
I mean, yeah.
And they had just brought him in, like, literally, he was a stray, the day before.
He turned his head, and, like, you could see this deep gash in the side of his head, and, like, it was heartbreaking. But the amount of, like, resilience you see in these pets was, like, just incredible. And, like, the amount of love that you guys had just pouring through all day was just, I mean, I'm telling you, it was just an amazing event all around.
So, and he got adopted, by the way, on Saturday.
Sunbum got adopted. It was just so many happy stories. We could sit here and tell you, we won't waste any more of your time, but we could sit here and tell you 125 happy stories. Thank you, though, for calling and just saying.
And for supporting. For supporting. We appreciate
and
that so much.
Listening throughout the day, because it really was. I don't think it's really us that deserves the love. While we got you on, do you want to say congratulations to the city? Because honestly, it was really the city that showed up for this.
Absolutely. Just Barks in general and having that opportunity to grab enough people pairing with you guys and just making such a wonderful event for this area and the city is incredible in my mind.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.